founder, artistic producer of the Stratford Summer Music Festival, John Miller, joins us this morning. We're going to talk about the program this season. Hi, John. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm a little exhausted, having slept overnight in the humid weather without air conditioning.
So it was a tough one.
Yeah. Yes, it sure is.
It was a tough one. But
here you are.
Yeah. Amen. And we're very happy to see you.
Thank you.
Because the Stratford Summer Music Festival is such a great thing.
Well, thank you. What can I say but agree with you?
Exactly. Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
And so for how many years have you been doing this now, John?
Well, we founded it 18 years ago, right? So this is the 18th season.
Right, and so you are going to acquire a new title next year.
Apparently, I will be Artistic Director Emeritus.
Ooh.
Right.
Beginning on the 1st of October.
Wow. So this is I don't want to say your big last hurrah, but it kind of is.
Well, it's the last hurrah in Stratford.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay,
we'll get to that a little bit.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the highlights, of which there are many, actually.
Well, the first one I'd like to point out is the release of a book called The Stratford Lectures.
Yes.
Yes.
And one of the lectures by Robert Harris, who's been giving these for the last, I think, 6 years.
Sure.
And they're absolutely wonderful. Robert selects topics related to the programming each year and gives lectures. One of them, of course, was the year we did the pocket version of the opera Carmen. And so one of the lectures is on Carmen. And I am so delighted that when this is released on the 19th of July, one of the photos will be of Jean as Carmen.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
I was frantic. Thank you so much for coming up with that idea.
Well, I understand we were finally able to secure this when you were on a boat somewhere around Norway.
That's correct.
But imagine what electronics can do for us.
It's amazing.
Great?
It's going to be a great release. You know, there hasn't been a book released in many years, as far as I know, on what one might call serious Canadian music scholarship.
Sure.
Mm. And to have 10 lectures by Robert Harris on Carmen, on Murray Schafer, on the Goldberg Variations, on why he hates the sound of music, Elvis Presley, on black gospel music. It's an incredible collection. And we're going to release it at L'Atelier Gregorian on the 19th. So everyone's invited to meet Robert and get a copy.
Fantastic. Nice. That sounds like a great idea. Why don't we start with the pianists that are going to appear?
My goodness.
I'm so proud of the piano series. Hewitt, Jan Lisecki, Marc-André Amelin, Maxime Bernard, a young pianist from Quebec who will be playing with L'Orchestre de la Francophonie, which will be there.
Fabulous.
And Jean-Michel Blay.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to be
there.
Huge. Last year, you know, I presented Jean-Michel last year. Wasn't sure how he was going to be accepted. Sold out.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm expecting exactly the same thing this year. So
that's fabulous.
Five terrific pianists.
I mean, if something is so successful, why not have him back again?
Amen.
Yeah. And so now you've mentioned one of the orchestras, the Francophonie.
Yes.
But let's talk about the other ones.
Well, the Canadian Arabic Orchestra with an incredibly interesting program called Origins.
Mm-hmm.
And to that program, and here's another scoop for you this morning, we're going to be adding the young Syrian children's choir, which you know was not able to cross the States and
go
to the Kennedy Center.
Right.
And I met with them and I said, look, it may not be Washington, but how be we give you a little special experience, maybe some boat rides for the children on the Juliet in Stratford, and we'll have a picnic in the park, and why don't you sing as a part of one of our programs?
It's a great idea.
It's just a little way of saying we love you and we're happy to have you.
And embracing them.
And we'll have the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra there.
Yeah.
And we've got John McLeod's Rex Hotel Orchestra as well. So I think four or five orchestras as well, Gene.
Now, what would be the repertoire that the John McLeod's Rex Hotel Jazz Orchestra would be playing?
Well, that's a very good question. Apart from jazz,
that's what
I've seen. So, you know, we've had them before and they're great.
Yeah.
So they can play whatever they'd like, frankly,
yeah,
and we'll just sit back at Revival House and enjoy them.
Yeah, in keeping with the form, it will be improvised.
They're one of four cabarets. Carol Pope will be there.
Amazing.
Bruce Dow is back.
Right.
Heather Bambrick with the group called Cadence. I don't know whether you know Cadence, the men's a cappella group from Toronto. I wish I'd met them and known them years ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
Really. They're going to be on the barge that week, so they're going to sing with Heather as well. So
oh, nice.
Those That's are the
lovely.
Cabarets.
And also you have musical brunches on the weekends?
Yes. We've had those, I think, for about 5-6 years.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. Very popular from what I
They
understand.
Are. They really are. They're at the Prune Restaurant.
Right.
And we have a couple of the violinists from Toffel Music.
And Winona Zelenka.
Winona, who was the very first person.
Love her.
To play. Winona will be back as well.
Really?
Six of them over 6 weekends.
Mm-hmm. And now you've got the Museum of the Moon and International Music Themes from Africa.
This is amazing because there's this guy called Luc Jaram. I just don't know how to describe him, but Luc is an Englishman. You know the pianos that have been out on the street, the Play Me
On
You? That was his idea years ago, beginning in England.
Okay.
And he's the guy who did the balloon orchestra, where we had the orchestra with hot air balloons floating over the city.
Right.
Well, he was in touch with NASA, and he asked NASA to give him all their photographs of the moon that their lunar spacecraft took, and he put them all together on a 23-foot wide balloon, basically, that is an exact replica of the moon.
Oh, wow.
And this will be its first time in Ontario with us.
Wow.
Been touring the world, and I'm using it really to create a mini festival inside our festival. So every night, since the moon passes over every continent, every night there'll be music from a different continent underneath the moon.
Oh, isn't that cool?
So that is a great idea.
The Jungle Booty Orchestra from Africa, the Taiko Naga Shigata drummers from Japan, the Mbayakunas from South America.
Wow.
And representing our continent, Laura Grizzly Paws, a Salish First Nations woman from British Columbia who dances the bear dance.
Hmm.
She's inspired by her name, Grizzly Paws. Mm-hmm. She wears an entire bear skin and with drummers from the Blue Cloud Stone drummers drumming on the big drum, she will dance underneath the moon as well to represent First Nations in our continent.
Right.
So cool.
So, and also, we might add then that there are various venues in which the festival takes place.
Yes, our main venue is the Avondale Auditorium.
Sure. Right.
Beautiful, air conditioned, excellent sight lines, terrific parking. But we do use the park system extensively.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Prune Restaurant, Revival House Restaurant.
Nice.
So we're everywhere. 122 concerts over 6 weeks.
Sure, and they're all within walking distance. I mean, it's very easy.
And it's Stratford in the summer. It's absolutely beautiful. It's wonderful, you know. So
I just want to highlight one cool little thing here for younger listeners. You have a songwriting camp for kids age 9 to 17.
Mike, when I've been here the last few years, we've talked about our schools of rock. And greatly supported by Yamaha, who supply all the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So no young person needs to say, I don't have an instrument.
Right.
And we actually have people in town who are covering the registration fee for any young child that needs to come.
That's
so
fabulous.
There's no impediment to a young person to come.
That's fabulous.
And I just thought that after years of playing and learning to play Rocky Rolly on in the schools of rock, maybe it's time for young people to begin to learn how to write their own music.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
And so we're bringing Carmen Braden from the Northwest Territories in Yukon. Carmen's coming down, and she's actually going to run schools of songwriting, learning how to put it together, how to record, harmony. And it's all very basic for young people in the morning under 12, a little bit more advanced for those in the afternoon who may benefit from that.
But you have to start with the basics in order to get there,
don't
you?
That's it.
So, this is a great idea, John.
Thank you. Thanks, Jean.
I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's a testament to you, this final
season.
This is amazing stuff.
I feel proud about that and all the 18 years that you've done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you both. And how I've enjoyed coming in once a year and meeting you and being with you both and being on the air and talking to people in your audience. I am grateful for what you've done to help us. Thank you very much.
Well, come back.
Very great
pleasure. Whatever it is you end up doing, come back.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, John. We've been speaking with John Miller, the founder and artistic producer of the Stratford Summer Music Festival. For more information, to get tickets, everything you want to see, go to stratfordsummermusic.ca. I've also got some phone numbers here. 1-519-271-2101 or call 1-866-288-4313. The festival takes place from July 16th to August 26th.